It has been an active fire season, not just in the U.S., but also in Canada, Europe, and elsewhere around the world. Popular Science magazine reports an area roughly the size of Rhode Island has burned in Europe. Closer to home, Mary Zabinski with the Southwest Coordination Center says wildfire season here has been pretty much as expected.
Our predictive services meteorologists had pinpointed southern Arizona. They said roughly north to the Mogollon Rim and east to the Continental Divide in New Mexico, and that's pretty well how it shook out.
Zabinski says the past couple of years have been cooler and wetter than in the past, so much of the acreage burned during that time was beneficial. She says even though the monsoon has rolled into much of the state, Arizonans have to stay on alert for fire dangers.
As the monsoonal moisture fades as we head into the autumn, we likely will expect a slight resurgence of fire activity in the southwest, certainly nothing that would approximate what we saw in the late spring and summer months.
So that's the view from the southwest, but what about the rest of the country? For that perspective, we turn to Jennifer Jones with the U.S. Forest Service at the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho. And Jennifer, the prediction was that this would be an active fire season. Has it been that so far?
So far this year, we've had a very active fire season. Year to date, we've burned about 6 million acres nationwide, and that's about 2 million acres above our 10-year average of about 4 million acres by this time of the year. Of course, we still have a significant amount of fire season left since we're in early August.
To what do you attribute those higher numbers?
Fire season is a little bit different everywhere in the United States, and fire season occurs at different times in different parts of the United States. So the conditions are a little bit different everywhere, but certainly right now in the West, we're experiencing very warm and dry conditions, and some of our fuels are at record levels for fire danger.
Are you finding that fires are breaking out in the places where they tend to break out or places where you expect them to, or are they kind of in places where that haven't really seen many fires in the past?
Well, one of the interesting things this year was that we had a significant amount of fire activity in the south, both in the late fall and also through the winter and early spring, and a very high level of fire activity for that time of year. So that's been a little bit unusual.
We've seen over the past several years that wildfires are not just in the West or in the Southwest. You referenced the South of the country has seen fires as well. Are you seeing that other parts of the country are starting to kind of catch up to what we've traditionally seen as far as number of fires, acres burned, as we've typically seen in this part of the country?
Fire season's always a little bit different in different parts of the country, and it's different every year, and that's because there's so many different factors that go into it. So there are weather conditions, and that has to do with droughts and the amount of precipitation that we get, the temperatures, the winds, all those things come into play, the humidity. So there's a variety of weather conditions, and they're always changing, and so it depends on the weather conditions. It also depends on our fuel conditions. How dry those grasses and brush and trees are out there, and that's always different every year. So every year is a little bit different, and it's very difficult to compare year to year in different parts of the country.
Based on what you have seen so far this year, do you have any sense of what the rest of fire season might look like? I know it's different time-wise in different parts of the country, but do you expect things to continue to be as active as they have been so far?
Well, we certainly have the potential for that. Here at the National Interagency Fire Center, on the first day of every month, we release an outlook that looks 4 months ahead to what we call our significant fire potential. And the outlook that we released on August 1st is predicting above average significant wildfire potential in a number of western states. And that's large parts of California, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, and South Dakota through September. And this is due to very warm and dry conditions and fuels at near record levels for fire danger in many areas. How many fires and how many acres that will actually burn depends, of course, on ignitions, and that's both lightning-caused fires and human-caused fires. So we'll have to wait and see exactly what it ends up being, but certainly we have the potential right now to have a significant amount of fire for the next couple months.
Jennifer Jones is a public affairs specialist for the U.S. Forest Service at the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho.